A Milwaukee Common Council committee once again took up the issue of lead Friday. This time, community members had a chance to ask their questions, and representatives of city departments were there to defend their stance. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz has the story.
I can't count how many lead-related meetings I've covered in 301B of City Hall. What was different Friday was that community members and city department leaders appeared at the same meeting of the Public Safety and Health Committee. Chairman Bob Donovan said he was hoping for some resolution. The city has been at odds with activists for several years over the city's response to the risks of lead in lateral pipes that carry city water onto private property.
I know my colleagues agree with me when I say we have an obligation to get to the bottom of things and improve the relationship, the fractured relationship that exists between some of our city departments and some of these community groups.
Donovan is specifically referring to FLAC, the Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. It has persistently accused city leaders of not adequately educating the public about the risks of lead in water and how to protect themselves. More recently, another group sprouted to life, the Get the Lead Out Coalition. It joined FLAC's call for a comprehensive plan to replace the lead pipes that take water from city mains into more than 70,000 households. Tom Wolkenbach with Get the Lead Out says he studied city and state records and maps reflecting public health data. He's particularly concerned about a stretch of North Avenue between 34th and 43rd Street. Wolkenbach says he's dissected the information, and his research uncovered 50 cases of infant deaths that he says occurred between 2012 and 2016 along that stretch. Wolkenbach believes the deaths might have been caused by disturbances in lead service lines along the corridor and wants the city to investigate.
And so the high spike in infant deaths along North Avenue is a significant study area that is critical to understand in order to prevent future locational spikes in infant deaths locally and nationwide. From an epidemiological / environmental geography perspective, the high rate of infant deaths can be understood, addressed, and properly prevented.
This claim is incorrect. It's wrong.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Swain, medical director of the Milwaukee Health Department. He responded to the claim about infant deaths.
It's just a failure to understand and explain and how density maps work.
Alderman Michael Murphy had other concerns on his mind. He says city leaders have to figure out how best to spend limited dollars to address lead risks posed by water pipes and old lead paint. He questioned Robert Miranda with the Freshwater for Life Coalition.
Do you believe that the poisoning of children of lead in Milwaukee is mainly attributed to the lead pipes?
No, I do not believe that the poisoning of the children of Milwaukee is solely attributed to the lead pipes.
How big a percentage do you think it is?
Well, if we go by national trends and the CDC, 30% of non-lead-based paint poisoning is occurring nationwide. Now, in Milwaukee, I believe that that percentage is higher.
Alderman Murphy asked Miranda what he based that percentage on.
I based that on discussions I've been having in the last 4 years with families in our community, families who have had lead poisoning. The families tell us that when a home assessment is done, that their home is assessed for paint, soil, and dust, but never were they tested for water.
So basically it's all anecdotal.
Not entirely.
Dr. Jonathan Myman with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services spoke too. He applauded progress being made by the Milwaukee Health Department in restructuring its childhood lead program. It focuses on eliminating risks of lead paint. But Myman had something to say about lead in water. He says figuring out how much it contributes to a child's total lead exposure is an area of ongoing research.
And it's still not completely understood. Studies of populations have shown the associations between lead in water and the lead found in children's blood, but this research has not been able to provide consistent numerical estimates of exposure. And so because of this, scientists have used mathematical models to produce estimates. And these modeling studies suggest that water is a minor contributor to lead poisoning children greater than 12 months of age, but water can contribute a larger source for children 0 to 6 months of age. So overall, the ingestion of lead in drinking water is estimated by the EPA to account for about 20% of the average person's total lead exposure. However, it can be as much as 60% for infants who consume mostly formula mixed with tap water.
People in the packed meeting room might have been more confused than enlightened after Myman spoke, but that changed when pediatrician Heather Parody with Children's Hospital of Wisconsin shared her concerns. Her message was crystal clear. She worries about the children she and her colleagues treat who test extremely high for lead.
We have actually seen the number of children in our community who are hospitalized because of pediatric lead poisoning, hospitalized in need of chelation therapy. Those children who have levels of 45 or higher in their bloodstream rise every two-year period since 2013. That's right. I said that the children in our community with the most extreme lead poisoning has risen since 2013.
Parody says as the city puzzles out its public health policy, increasing the number of young children who get tested is critical. The meeting stretched over several hours. As it ended, committee chair Bob Donovan called it a big step in opening lines of communication. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.